Good morning, this is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes about the 2012 DCP acre signup. Enrollment for the 2012 Direct and Countercyclical DCP and Average Cost Revenue Election acre programs began January 23rd and continue through June 1st, 2012. Farmers are encouraged to enroll in the DCP and acre programs at your local FSA office prior to the June 1st, 2012 deadline. We encourage producers to call in to schedule an appointment. The local offices can then have your contracts ready if you schedule an appointment to sign up during the normal business hours. There are a couple program changes for 2012. There is no advance direct payment. Producers will receive 100% of the direct payment beginning October 2012. Payments will also increase slightly for 2012 as they will be calculated using 85% of base acres versus 83.3% the past few years. Farms enrolled in the acre program continue to have direct payments reduced by 20% through the 2012 crop year. As a reminder, operators who have farms that were in acre in 2012 need to provide their county FSA office with a copy of their farm's 2011 crop insurance summary sheet as proof of the crop year production for the acre program. Sign up for the 2012 DCP is simple, requiring only a signed DCP contract and a new 2012 adjusted gross income certifications from all payment participants. A new AD 1026 conservation compliance certification will be needed if you plan to operate new land, break out new land, or conduct drainage activities. Cash rent operators who do not have power of attorney to sign for their landlords have three methods of verifying tenancy. They may have the landlord sign the 2012 contract, or they can provide the county office with either an ownership certification or a copy of the 2012 lease. If the same farm is being cash rented, and there are no ownership or operator changes from 2011 to 2012, operators can simply complete a CCC 510 cash rent certification statement in lieu of providing the landowner's signature. And now a reminder about the 2012 crop certification. Filing an accurate and timely acreage report for all crops and land uses, including prevented and failed acreage, can prevent the loss of benefits from any FSA programs. Accurate acreage reports are necessary to determine and maintain eligibility for various programs, including the Direct and Countercyclical Program, DCP, Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, the Supplemental Reserve Revenue Assistance Payment Program, SURE, and the Average Cost Revenue Election Program, ACRE. Acreage reports are considered timely filed when completed by the applicable final crop reporting deadline, which is June 30th in Iowa. Prevented acreage must be reported within 15 calendar days after the final planting date. Failed acreage must be reported before the disposition of the crop. Contact the county FSA office if you are uncertain about reporting deadlines. Late file provisions may be available to producers who will be able to meet the reporting deadline as required. Reports filed after the establishment deadline must meet certain requirements to be accepted and may be charged late file fees. Next, some notes about direct attribution. FSA wants to remind producers about the rules that govern program payments and what is referred to as direct attribution. A program payment made directly to a person or legal entity will be combined with the pro rata interest of the person's share of a legal entity. This means all payments will be attributed to the person's Social Security number. There are two limitations pertaining to payment limitation. First, a legal entity cannot receive more than the payment limitation amount per program. Second, an individual cannot receive more than the direct payment limitation amount per program. This includes any corresponding interest within a legal entity. Payment limitations are program specific. The direct and countercyclical program payment limit is $40,000. Average cost revenue election acre limits are $65,000. Conservation reserve program CRP limits are $50,000. Supplemental revenue assistance program SURE and other disaster programs have a $100,000 limit, while loan deficiency payments and market gains have no payment limitations. Qualifying spouses are eligible to be considered separate persons for payment limitation purposes rather than being automatically combined under one limitation. They still must meet applicable program and payment eligibility requirements to receive program benefits. Attribution of payments made to a legal entity will be tracked through four levels of ownership in a legal entity. This means if an embedded entity exists at the fourth level of interest within an entity, that share will not receive payments. And finally, a few points about marketing authorizations. If sealed grain is going to be sold or is sold and needs to be moved to the elevator, a 15 or 30-day marketing authorization needs to be obtained. A call or visit to your local FSA office is all that is needed. Failure to obtain a marketing authorization is considered unauthorized disposition. The financial penalties for unauthorized disposition are severe, and producers' names remain on a loan violation list for a 2-year period. Always call before you haul any grain under loan. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.